So I'm here with William Darby, the Chief Executive and Clerk of the Course at York Racecourse. William, another season about to begin on Knavesmire, and as always, May is full of excitement, isn't it, about what's going to come, not just for the rest of the season at York, but obviously for the classic races at Epsom in June.
Yeah, absolutely, and the classic picture looks wide open. So our Premier 2 trials for both the Oaks and the Derby, the Tassels Musidor on Wednesday and the Betfred Dante on Thursday, look like being key milestones in the build-up to the classics at Epsom. So, as well as being fabulous races in themselves. And of course, it was a long time ago since Dante went over from Yorkshire to win the Epsom Classic. We had Libertarian last year from Carl Burke's yard in Midland, who went and won the Betfred Dante this time last year, then went on to run so well in the Derby, just came second to Rule of the World for Carl and Elaine Burke. So an amazing excitement about the place as we build up to our first meeting of the season. We've obviously got our new development coming on stream. The first time prize money at the Dante Festival will be over £1 million. So a lot to look forward to, not just over the next week and the next 3 days racing, but the 17-day race season ahead.
And obviously the Dante, along with many of the other key quality races at York throughout the year, has had an injection of more prize money. It would be nice to have the winner, wouldn't it, of the Dante go on and win the Derby. Obviously, this is something that York was renowned for in the past. I think we haven't had a Derby winner from the Dante since Authorised.
Since Authorised in 2007. We had Motivator and North Light, so we had a run of three horses going on from winning the Dante to win the Derby. As I say, we came close last year with Libertarian. But yes, it would be nice to get that established path going. And there's some wonderful horses that are entered and talking about the Dante. It looks like really being a defining race in the build-up to Epsom after a Guineas, which wasn't won in flying style by anyway. So the picture is wide open. And it looks like the horse that will perform on next Thursday in the Betfred Dante, £150,000 of prize money, the richest Derby trial. It looks like the horse that wins will look like having a live chance as it goes to Epsom.
And that status of the Dante as the leading Derby trial is not just for show either. I mean, it's important for York, particularly in their early season meeting, for the Dante to be considered in this way, hence the reason why you've continued to invest in the race and to attract these leading Epsom contenders. And we've talked about there not being a Derby winner from the Dante since 2007, but there's been at least 2 seconds that I can think of.
Yeah, absolutely. And the horses, Kate Blanco went on to win the Irish Derby. So there have been some very good horses who won the Dante and gone on to great things afterwards. So one never knows. And there are a lot of Derby trials across the country, and there is obviously the 1,000 guineas, which is the path that horses like See the Stars took before winning at the Derby. So, you know, we've done the BHA did a big research on the number and the quality of the Derby and the classic trials races, and Dante and the Musidora stood head and shoulders above the others. I know that Lingfield Park have injected money into their Derby trial at the weekend, but that's £100,000 for the Lingfield Derby trial. We're £150,000 for the Betfred Dante. So, you know, we'll continue to invest in the prize money, the facilities to attract those type of horses to come and compete. What they do at Epsom is another thing, but whatever, we hope that they're good horses and have good careers ahead of them.
The early entries suggest that we're going to have a stellar week here, really, in all the key races, the Musidora, the Dante and the Yorkshire Cup. The fields look very strong, as do some of the other races, Duke of York, for example.
Yes.
That must be very exciting for you as a clerk of the course to look ahead to seeing those races.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's what we're all about in staging top quality racing in front of knowledgeable, enthusiastic crowds at York. And that's what we set our stall out as. Last year in the Duke of York Stakes, it was like a Group 1 field. Society Rock was there. All the horses that then went on to Royal Ascot, the big sprints at Royal Ascot, and then came back for the Cornwall Nunthorpe in August. So, you know, it is, as you say, there's quality throughout the week. We've got the Middleton Stakes on Thursday as well, a recently upgraded Group 2 race for £100,000. for older fillies and mares, that looks like being a stellar cast as well. So as the picture starts to emerge and those right horses start to enter and declare for the races, it's a very exciting time. And I know a lot of racegoers, it's one of their favourite meetings of the season. It's a time to come and see the great horses come and make their first impressions on the British summer. It's an exciting time.
It's a long wait, isn't it, from October?
Yes.
To May. You and the rest of the team, obviously along with the racing public, must be very excited about getting back into action once again.
Yeah, very much so, especially with a new development in plan and you know, launching that and seeing people's reactions to that. So it's been a busy time during the winter. As people will know, we do a lot at the race course, non-race day in our Christmas trade and our conference and banqueting. But racing is what we're all about. We've worked hard to improve the facilities across the site, not just in the Northern End development. So we've done work on the Bustonthorpe stand at the south of the site. We've done work to improve our Wi-Fi coverage across the racecourse and facilities for stable staff and stables over at our stables complex on Tadcaster Road. So we've tried to raise the bar again as we head into the 2014 season, and we've got exciting plans for years ahead, but a very exciting time, and it's nice to be coming out of a long, wet winter and looking forward to a great summer.